Well, good afternoon. We have a full house. It's good to see. Maybe we just have less chairs. Is it a full house or less chairs? Well, as we know, today is the first day of unleavened bread, right? We ushered it in last evening, the night to be much observed, and here we are. First day of unleavened bread. So we will go ahead and just get right to it. We're going to begin by jumping into Exodus chapter 12, if you'd like to turn there with me to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. I know it's in here because I found it this morning. There it is, Exodus 12. A little feedback going on, don't we? All right, Exodus chapter 12, and we're going to begin in verse 15, and I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version. And as I said, we know it's the days of unleavened bread. That's why we're here in the middle of the week to celebrate God's feast. So we're going to continue on that thought here in Exodus chapter 12, beginning in verse 15 through verses 19. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from out of your homes. And we'll revisit that here in just a second. For if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall hold a holy assembly. Here we are. And on the seventh day, a holy assembly. No work shall be done on those days, but whatever everyone needs to eat, that alone may be prepared by you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your hosts out from the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever. In the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, so last night at sunset, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. There again, the sunset of that day. For 7 days, no leavened bread shall be found in your houses. Now we're going to cover one thing here very quickly. We're going to clarify Exodus 12, verse 15, where it states, on the first day you shall remove leaven from your homes. Some people have misinterpreted this a little bit, and because it kind of sounds like it's saying on the first day of unleavened bread, you should be, you know, cleaning out your cabinets, emptying your cookie jars, all those things. Well, this passage does not actually say on the first day of unleavened bread you are to remove leaven. The Hebrew word used here for remove or put away is shavath, S-H-A-B-A-T. It's pronounced shavath. This means to rest from, to repose, to desist, or suffer to be lacking. And this is a direct root word for Shabbat, S-H-A-B-B-A-T, which of course we know is Sabbath, right? So the word used here in Exodus 12, verse 15 is in essence the same word sort of as Sabbath. They derive from the same point. So a better translation of the phrase in Exodus 12, verse 15 would be, on the first day you desist, or on the first day you rest from, or on the first day your home is lacking of leaven. So if we look at it that way, if we look at it in the proper translation, we see that it doesn't contradict what's stated in verses 16 and 19, where it instructs you to do no work on the first day of unleavened bread, and you are to have no leavened bread for 7 days. So it makes sense that at this point it's already out. You're lacking leaven in your home on that first day. So there's a reason I gave you a little bit of that clarification, and we'll come to that here in just a little bit. But hopefully, you know, we're here on the first day, so we've all accomplished that command of removing leaven from our homes. So the next question is then, what's next? What's next? Well, we'll look at that. We'll continue on, or actually we'll take a look back at Exodus 12, verse 18, to get a little understanding of where we go from here now. So Exodus 12, verse 18, which we just read, we'll reread. In the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, and there again we realize that that's the sunset of the 14th going into the 15th, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening, to the sunset of that 21st day. So we see here that this instruction in Exodus 12 isn't just telling us to put leaven out of our homes, and it's not just telling us to abstain from leaven, but it's also telling us that we need to do something, right? We need to eat unleavened bread. So, and if you'd like a title for this message, that would be a good title for it at this point. You shall eat unleavened bread. Now for us today, putting leaven out, of course we know as we did this over the past couple of weeks, symbolizes removing sin, removing the things in our life that shouldn't be there, the things that are the opposite of the righteousness of God and of Christ. You know, we're removing them. We clean our homes, we vacuum, we clean out the refrigerator, we clean out the pantries, we empty the cookie jars, we do everything that we can to get leaven out of our homes, because that's the command, remove leaven from your dwellings. However, we do this, of course, before the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is why I took the time to explain Exodus 12, verse 15. So now, brethren, our task for these next 7 days is to, of course, as we said, to do something, right? There's something else added to this. One of the things added to it is eating unleavened bread. So this begs the question. This begs the question, do we need to eat unleavened bread every day during the Feast of Unleavened Bread? Do we need to eat unleavened bread for 7 days? Well, it's an honest question to ask, so it's a question, of course, that we would go to Scripture to answer, or to try to answer, and try to figure out what is meant by this. And of course, Scripture is where God tells us the things that we need to know about His holy word. So we're going to look at Scripture. We're going to look and see what God has to say about the days of unleavened bread and eating leaven. So as we already read in Exodus 12, verse 15, we saw that 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Exodus 12, verse 18, we see that in the first month from the 14th day until the 21st day, we already eat unleavened bread. Exodus 13, verse 6, we didn't go over, but I'll just read. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Exodus 13, verse 7, unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. Exodus 23, verse 15, you shall keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread. As I commanded you, you shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days at the appointed time in the first month of Abib. All right, so we see here that the reference to unleavened bread in 7 days is pretty inclusive. There's quite a few references to it, and there are more references. I could continue on with that list, but for the sake of time, I will not. Scripture seems, though, it seems to indicate that unleavened bread should be eaten, you know, for the 7 days. You know, maybe not just the first day, not the last day. You know, it's listed here. You know, you shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Now, what you might be saying is Scripture also says that for 6 days you shall work, right? So does this mean if Scripture says you shall do something for a set amount of time, does it mean that you can't do anything else that has to be done? So we have to work for 6 days no matter what. We can never take a vacation. We can never do anything else, right? We have to work for 6 days and rest for one, and that is it, period. Well, of course, no. We know that's not what it means. We know that you have to take it in context. And we also know that, you know, it isn't listed as a commandment. It's not a sin. The church has come to a conclusion that it's obviously not a sin if you miss a day of eating unleavened bread, right? We understand that. But there is a reason for everything that God does. There's absolutely a reason for everything the Father does, every word He put in Scripture. And if He puts something in Scripture over and over and over and over and over and over, then it must have some importance, right? There must be something to it that God wants us to realize, God wants us to recognize. So we have to be mindful of that. You know, especially, as I said, when God has taken so much care to make it known to us. You know, it's listed throughout Scripture. So, for the remainder of this message, what we're going to do is we're going to try to figure out why God is so adamant about telling us over and over and over that we shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days. So, brethren, what have we just finished doing? What did we just finish doing? Maybe yesterday morning, maybe the day before that, maybe the week before that, month before, I don't know. It depends on how motivated you are. What did we finish doing? We did something, right? Well, we physically put leaven out of our homes. We took leaven out of our dwellings, as, of course, was commanded to us by God. Most importantly, as we did this, as we removed the leaven, as I said, went in those nooks and crannies and tried to find, you know, every little cookie and every container of baking soda or yeast or whatever we have, as we did this, we had focus, or we should add focus, right? Focus on something besides the cookie. Focus on something besides the baking soda. Our focus, of course, was on sin. It was on unrighteousness. It was on all the things of the world around us that are weighing us down, that are dragging us down, that are separating us from our Father. You know, that's what our focus was on. That's the importance of removing leaven from our homes. That's what we focus on. So when we put out sin, when we put out these weights, take out these weights off of us, what do we open ourselves up to do? You know, if you remove something, you leave a hole, right? Something that can be filled. So what do we fill it with? Well, we see an answer for this, of course, in Scripture. So if you'd like to turn with me, please, to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll be reading verses 21 through 24. So Ephesians chapter 4, 21, we're sort of breaking into the middle of a thought, but we'll get the context and the point from it. So beginning at verse 21, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Of course, we just went through a renewing process, right? Well, we just had Passover. And to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. In true righteousness and holiness. We removed our old self. We removed our old self as we prepared for Passover and as we prepared for the days of unleavened bread. We were renewed at Passover by the selfless sacrifice of Jesus Christ and by, of course, the renewing of our commitment to Christ and to that sacrifice. And now that we're in the days of unleavened bread, we put on a new self. We put on righteousness and holiness and the likeness of God. We eat unleavened bread during the days of unleavened bread, or during the feast of unleavened bread, because unleavened bread represents the righteousness and holiness of Jesus Christ. You know, at his final Passover on earth, Christ broke and gave to his disciples unleavened bread. He gave this because unleavened bread, as I said, represented himself. It represented his body. It represented his righteousness. Christ's sacrifice of self allows us to be, of course, unleavened as well. It allows us to become righteous also. You know, 1 Corinthians 5, you don't have to turn there. I'll just read it. 1 Corinthians 5 tells us, we're a new lump truly unleavened through the sacrifice of Christ. So that tells us right there, Christ's sacrifice helps us to become unleavened. So God instructs us then to eat unleavened bread. He instructs us, you know, that the days of unleavened bread are for 7 days, and we're to eat unleavened bread because he desires for us to focus on striving for his and his son's righteousness, of course, for all 7 days. You know, the feast is for 7 days so that we can focus on something for 7 days. Of course, we should be focused on our righteousness, you know, 365 days, but God has given us these 7 days to pinpoint. You know, Christ's righteousness allowed him the ability to sacrifice himself for us. You know, none of us here could have taken that sacrifice, could have been that sacrifice, because we are not at that perfect righteous point that Christ was, that the perfect example of righteousness. You know, none of us could even come close to that sacrifice. But we are to strive for that level of righteousness, the level of righteousness that places our focus on God, places our focus on getting everything that separates us from God out of our life. You know, all of the weights, all of the sin, everything that separates us from God is pushed aside. We're to focus on the righteousness, not the unrighteousness. So just like we focused on removing unrighteousness as we drew near the days of unleavened bread, we're now to focus on bringing in righteousness during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. As I said, you remove something so that you can put something else in, right? You know, eating unleavened bread during the days of unleavened bread is a physical symbol of a very important spiritual connection that we must have with Christ and with his Father in order to even realize that righteousness. You know, we should desire to put on the righteousness of Christ, to understand that righteousness. You know, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we desire to eat unleavened bread during the days of unleavened bread? I mean, it represents, you know, in Passover, unleavened bread represented the body of our Savior. Unleavened bread represents that righteousness. So why not? Why not eat it every day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread? All it does is help us to remember what the days are for. It truly does. I know for me, even if I have some unleavened bread with me at work or in the car, if I'm driving along and if I forget or don't realize I'm in the middle of the days of unleavened bread and I decide to pull into McDonald's and I have unleavened bread beside me, I might not make that turn because I'm like, oh, that's right, days of unleavened bread is right here. You know, if you have it with you, if you're eating it, then it helps you to remember the time you're in, what you should be focusing on. It's very good for that. But not just the physical. It helps us to remember the spiritual, the righteousness. You know, in order to begin to understand Christ's righteousness, we have to do what? We have to practice righteousness, right? We must turn our attention to righteousness. It's like we turn our attention to that piece of unleavened bread. You know, one way, of course, one way we do this, one way we focus on that righteousness is thereby consuming that representation of Christ's righteousness itself. You know, for the 7 days, it's that unleavened bread. For those 7 days, that's the representation of Christ's righteousness. So in conclusion, we'll restate Exodus 12, verse 15. Exodus 12, verse 15, the section of it, for 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. So when we read this verse, and we read all the other verses listed that say the exact same thing, maybe it would help us if we looked at it in this manner. Maybe when we read, for 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, maybe we should read this. For 7 days you shall put on the righteousness of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when we read, you shall eat unleavened bread, we should read it differently. we should read the spiritual aspect of it, not just the physical. The practice of putting in righteousness after removing unrighteousness is why it's important for us to eat unleavened bread every day during the days of unleavened bread. Because every bite of unleavened bread reminds us that these days are not just about putting out sin. They're not just about removing something from our life, but they're also about putting on that new self, creating that likeness of God in us, you know, that true righteousness and that true holiness of our Savior, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.